New heading. The Manager's Dilemma. Do I give up control? A few years ago, I remember interviewing the chief executive of a company who had just received the prestigious Malcolm Baldrige National Quality Award. I asked him, "What was your toughest challenge as CEO in achieving this level of quality in your organization?" With but a moment of thought, he smiled and said, "Giving up control." Empowerment will always be a cynicism-inducing platitude unless it's rooted in solid modeling, pathfinding, and aligning work. The four roles of leadership break the manager's dilemma of being caught between control and fear of losing control. When you truly establish the conditions for empowerment, control is not lost. It is simply transformed into self-control. Self-control does not come when you simply abandon people in the name of empowerment. It comes when there is a commonly understood end in mind, with agreed-upon guidelines and supportive structures and systems, and when each person is set up as a whole person in a whole job. Training and coaching is provided to those who lack the competence required to be fully entrusted with greater freedom. A track record of consistent performance earns greater and greater trust and latitude in methods. People become accountable for results and have the freedom within guidelines to achieve those results in a way that taps into their unique talents. I call this directed autonomy. The manager's role then shifts from controller to enabler, commissioning with people, removing barriers, and becoming a source of help and support. That is quite a shift. When we discuss the trim-tabbing leader who was full of vision, discipline, passion, and conscience, we were talking about self-empowerment. Now, in the larger context, we're looking at how to create an official, institutionalized, formalized philosophy of empowerment. Ideally, you would like to have both personal and organizational empowerment so that a person doesn't have to swim upstream against disempowering cultural and organizational forces.